There were many reasons why people came out to the nonpartisan Homer Women's March. Over 900 people, both women and men, bundled up in the 22-degree weather to march in pairs along Pioneer Avenue. According to the mission statement for the National March on Washington, the event is meant to reflect the multiple and intersecting identities of its participants. The goal of this march is to take the first step towards unifying communities to create change. People of all ages gathered at Homer Council on the Arts around noon and walked to WKFL Park. They carried signs covering everything from the Dakota Access Pipeline to individual rights, and dozens wore pink cat-eared hats. Homer resident Kyra Stewart joined the march because she believes the country has become divided.
I am participating because I think that this country has been separated by fear, and I think that that's a dangerous place to go and that we need to come together and try and get rid of some of those fears.
Kyra's 16-year-old daughter, Sarah, also joined her mother in the march.
I'm marching because I think it's a really volatile time in America right now, and that women have to stand together and support our basic rights.
Women were not the only ones to attend. Curtis Jackson and his 14-month-old son, Oberon, also walked outside in the cold.
I think I really wanted to be involved as a family and supporting for women's equality and women's rights.
One participant, Tess Daly, joined to stand up for human rights as well as her own.
I'm a disabled person, and I've witnessed the President of the United States mocking people like myself, and since then, people have mocked me. They see that this is something that has been normalized.
Over 5 million people worldwide attended 386 different sister marches. However, it's not over yet. The National Women's March on Washington has moved into phase 2, 10 actions over 100 days. Homer event organizers are not exactly sure what the next steps will look like, but say over 130 people have already signed up at Kachemak Bay campus to stay involved. In Homer, I'm Casey Marsh.